Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth. Hallelujah. She's happy because she just got a text from our 8-year-old granddaughter.
That's it. She doesn't get the phone much, but she sent me emojis. Okay, today's July 13, Fear Not Scripture, Joshua 10:25. Joshua 10:25 says, Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies you are going to fight."
Hallelujah. I like that. On today's call, we're going to talk about what and who are you empowering? We felt prompted to ask you and even us some questions. We have to be sure we're giving answers that are honest because, frankly, God will know whether or not we're telling the truth.
That's the truth.
Question one, are your debt problems just as serious as your unsaved neighbors? Number two, do you get mad when somebody cuts in front of you on the freeway?
Do you, babe? Okay, we don't have a freeway anymore, so that really helps. Okay.
Number three, do you tell dirty jokes to your lost co-workers? Number four, if your yard is filled with weeds and your house is in disrepair, is it just like your neighbors? And the last one, if you were to watch an R-rated movie filled with nudity and four-letter words, just like your neighbor, what kind of testimony would that be? Consider the words of Colossians 3:17. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. That's a great verse to personalize.
There you go.
And whatsoever Harold does in word or deed, all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, to the Father, by him. In other words, if we live and act just like our unsaved neighbors, co-workers, and acquaintances, what kind of testimony is that for the Lord? Whatever you do should glorify God. Let me say that again. Whatever we do should glorify God. Matthew 5:13 says that we are to be the salt of the earth. And the scripture says, you're the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Is it thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men? Now, we love the Message Bible translation of Matthew 5:13.
That's right. It says, let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. That's so interestingly put. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Wow. I want to read that again. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. That's a very amazing way of putting it. You know, a dear friend of our ministries, Pam from Florida, told us once that we should be salt. She gave us one of the most interesting and powerful and appropriate anagrams of salt that we'd ever heard. One is stop, S, A, acting, L, like, T, them. Stop acting like them.
That's so good.
Yep. We're to stop acting like the world. There should be a discernible difference in what we talk about, our actions we take, the testimony of the things that we consider important, and what we do because of who we are in Christ. But let's go a little further. Have you ever heard the old expression, money talks? Our standard joke used to be money talked, and most of the time it said goodbye. But that you know, or it needed either that or, you know, we needed a hearing aid.
That's
anyway,
it.
So much for the humor, really. Now let's get serious, because once we get serious, money started coming to us, and that is the truth. We want you to think very carefully about this next statement. Your money does talk, and it does make an impression. Whatever you give your money to, you empower. And if you give your money to buy Hostess Twinkies, then you're empowering the Interstate Bakeries Corporation.
True.
If you buy homeowners and automobile insurance, you're empowering an insurance company, although I would recommend you keep it. If you buy a Mountain Dew soft drink, then you're empowering the Pepsi Corporation. You know, if you buy a Chevy Malibu, you're empowering GM, okay? Or we used to laugh and say it used to be General Motors Corporation. We now call it the Government Motors Corporation. But aside from all of the jokes, if you buy things from companies that disrespect Christian values or support things that you oppose, then you're really empowering those companies. But let us digress for just a sec. If we watch television program that vilifies biblical principles, we are literally empowering that network to continue to attack our core values as Christians. We have choices today like we have never had before.
In terms of what we want.
Exactly. There is so many more good things that have really come out now. You know, truly.
Well, there's PureFlix.
That's right.
There's the Great American Community Network.
Yes.
And you can even get, instead of having cable is no longer the only choice you got. We just bought what's called Roku.
R-O-K-U. Which gives you
the ability to get what you want.
And you've got the chosen.
And save money.
Yes, and save money. Because these crazy people, I mean, I'm serious. These internet companies, we're in a place in the country where you really don't have a lot of choice. And they are just gouging people.
I want to tell everybody.
Oh, my.
That my fine wife, Beth, is a Christian pit bull.
Oh, my.
And she does wear lipstick, too. But something is said or done during a television show that stirs her righteous indignation.
They pop up with these things. You're going, what?
Fire off an email, make a phone call, and not likely watch that television program ever again.
That's right.
I realize that the majority of the television and motion picture industry is run by people who not only don't understand the scriptures, but seemingly have no desire to hear or represent any other viewpoint other than their own ungodly one. Nevertheless, that shouldn't stop us from speaking up in word and deed. Whenever and wherever we feel there's scriptural injustice or inaccuracy, If every believer would let their voices be heard, it'd make a difference. And if there's one thing the movie Passion of the Christ did a few years back, it proved there's a market for movies that appeal to Christians.
Yes.
There's a discernible increase in the number of theatrical releases that promote Christian values, and they're now doing remarkably well. The box office.
Yes, they are. And not only that, but I mean, you've got really The Chosen you can download. And they have also Angel Studios.
Which produced the new movie Sound of Freedom.
Right.
Jim Caviezel that we went to see.
Doing a lot of, bringing a lot of that kind of stuff. And they're going to be bringing more.
Absolutely.
Anyway, the bottom line is we used to be subject to all of their, you know, theatrical carrying on. But we don't have to anymore. We do not have to. And we need to stand for something or we'll fall for anything. Anyway.
That's it.
There you go, babe.
Never assume that your voice won't be heard.
That's right.
That your opinion won't count. It's time for every believer to speak up in word and deed. Now, let's get back to what we were just beginning to talk about in this teaching, the money aspect. Whatever we do with our money is a testimony to our words and deeds. Do you spend more money on movie rentals than buying CDs or MP3s that can transform your life by changing the way you think? By the way, I didn't make up that last phrase. It's scripture. In the Message Bible, it says, Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think.
I think it's the NLT, but
anyway. It is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Actually, it's Romans 12, too. Right. New Living Translation. Matthew 12:34 Classic Amplified. For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's something that you just need to get inside of.
Mm.
Need to personalize it.
That's right.
For out of the fullness, the overflow, superabundance of Laurel's heart, her mouth speaks. Personalize it. For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of Will's heart, his mouth speaks. The scripture in Colossians 3:19 says that we should glorify God in words and deeds. If we closely examine Matthew 12, verses 34 through 37 in the Message Bible, we can see the consequences of what will happen when we don't obey his directions.
It says, you have minds. This is Jesus speaking to some of the religious people. You know, it isn't the sinners. He's talking to religious people.
Yep.
You have the mind like a snake pit. How do you suppose what you say is worth anything when you are so foul-minded? It's your heart, not the dictionary, that gives meaning to your words. A good person produces good deeds and words season after season. An evil person is a blight on the orchard. Let me tell you something. Every one of these careless words is going to come back to haunt you. There will be a time of reckoning. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation. Words can be your damnation. Wow, that's heavy. So let's look at a couple of key phrases. It's your heart, not the dictionary, that gives meaning to your words.
So true.
You know, Jesus, I could really preach it, went on and on about, you know, this is what you say, is this what you mean? Remember Matthew 12:34 that says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks? The point is, a good person, because of the good things in their heart, will do the right thing year in and year out.
So true.
It says a good person produces good deeds and words season after season. We need to pay attention to the next power verse. It says every one of these careless words is going to come back to haunt you. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation. Words can also be your damnation. We need to be speaking what we want to get.
That's right.
Maybe not what we think we're getting. Every word we speak, really, every step we take, everything we do, is either empowering our spiritual life or it's weakening it.
You know, God's given us the key. It's time for us to follow his word, not the world.
That's it.
And that's the
real key. Wow, powerful today. Powerful way to start a tremendous Thursday.
Yes.
But, boy, that'd be a great way to start. We should have done this on a Monday. Power pack that week, honey. But we're going to power pack your weekend. How's that?
To all of you watching or listening.
That's it.
One day you'll be watching too.
Who's to know?
Yep. We just want to thank you for your support of the ministry.
Yes.
And until tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.